Structuring your farm as a limited liability company has many advantages. It benefits taxes, liability, and even succession planning on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Farmers are discovering the benefits of organizing their farms as a limited liability company, or LLC. It's suitable for any size and type of farm enterprise and offers many benefits that a sole proprietorship doesn't have. John Schwartz is a third-generation farmer and the owner of Schwartz Law Firm in Hudson, Indiana. He says one advantage is the tax benefits. As an example, if you set up an LLC that is a farming operation and an LLC that holds ground, you won't have to pay self-employment tax on the rental income.
If the farmer pays rent over to his landholding LLC, it's an expense to his farm operation. So his farm operation is not showing the level of profit that would generate a higher tax. Now, you'll say, but John, he paid money over to a company that he owns. Isn't that company going to pay tax on any profit? The answer is yes, but it's taxed at a lower income tax bracket. It's not subject to self-employment tax.
An LLC is very helpful when going through succession planning and execution. For example, a farmer and his wife can start gifting shares of the farm company to their children.
The farmer can basically retain income and control, but does not have to retain all the ownership. You know, routinely, I've seen where people have gifted 80, 90% of the farm company. They're still in the driver's seat. They've just gifted shares over to the children while they're alive, so it may not be susceptible to estate taxes and so on.
The limited liability company also shields personal assets in the event of a lawsuit. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about farm LLCs and how to set one up at agriculture.com.